तस्य ज्ञानाञ्जना शलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजाता सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादा सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषये नमः। पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगतपते गोपेशगोपिकाकान्त श्रीराधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते। तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मोकं करोति वाचनं पङ्गुं लङ्घयति गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं परमानन्दमाधवम्। हरे कृष्ण। So we welcome all the devotees for today's Sunday feast class. Very, very grateful to all of you for spending a valuable time in the most auspicious moment for the most auspicious cause. For the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, this is the beginning of an auspicious new year. So I wish you all a very, very happy and Krishna conscious new year, where we'll be able to hear more, chant more, serve more, and of course eat more prasad. So as the series of topics have been for past so many Sunday feasts, today also we would like to speak about the glorious appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Gauranga and Lord Nityananda are very famous. They are particularly famous in the Gauda Bengal Desh. Gauda Desh, that is West Bengal. Everybody knows who is Lord Chaitanya. But for us, who are from the northern side, who are from Mumbai, Gauranga, somewhere, we knew the name, you know, anybody who is Gora. Gauranga, okay, fine. But when we came to temple and we saw these beautiful deities standing there with their hands above, dancing, it was about, the Lord itself is dancing. Kya baat hai? You know, devotees are definitely dancing, without any, you know, leaving all their shame aside. They just dance crazy. But I can see the Lord also here is dancing. When we hear about somebody, our attraction increases. Definitely, today is a day and age where we want to know what we are doing. Nobody can force us, right? Is there anybody here who has been dragged to come here? Sit. Baitho idhar. Aisa koi hai? So, khich ke yahan koi leke aaya hai? No. We have come here by our own volition. We wanted to come and sit here, nice temple, nice atmosphere, nice prasad, beautiful deities. So we come by our own accord. But if we want to solidify our attraction to the Lord, the only way is not just watching YouTube videos, but by hearing the glories. Not just through the eyes, but through the ears also. Listening is a very, very amazing scientific phenomenon. You just hear somewhere something and the doubt arises. Small thing you hear and the mind fabricates and creates its own castle. Similarly, if you want to hear, if you want to increase the attraction for the Lord, we have to hear His glories. And today, we are going to discuss the glories of Lord Chaitanya, by which if we give a faithful ear to it, a faithful ear to it, definitely our attraction to the Lord will increase. Not because somebody is speaking, but because what is spoken is the absolute truth. The truth when spoken with sincere desire can change our heart. So if we want to increase our attraction to the Lord, let's listen to what the sadhus have to say. So Shri Lochandas Thakur is one of the saints. He sings a very beautiful song. We'll read that. Everybody has their phones, you can type Avatar Sar Gora Avatar, and you'll find, you know, the first click itself, you'll find out the song. Avatar Sar Gora Avatar Kene Na Bhajili Tare. Let's first read the translation. Oh my mind, why don't you worship Shri Gaura Sundar, the crown jewel of all incarnations? You always stay in water, but your thirst is never satiated due to your own past bad activities. You always hope to attain sweet, juicy fruits from your worship of thorn trees. But this is not possible. Our Gaura Sundar is a desire tree offering divine love, but you left him, thinking him to be poison. Oh my mind, searching for some sweet aroma, you smell the beautiful palash flowers, but it has no scent. And in seed, an insect from the flower enters your nose. You suck on dry wood, mistaking it for sugar cane. So how can you get any sweet juice? Oh my mind, death is like snake, which you put around your neck, thinking it to be garland. You entered fire, thinking it to be cool, and suffered excruciating burning. Oh my mind, enjoying material pleasures, you never heeded the devotee's words and forgot Shri Gaura Sundar. Thus, both in this world and next are lost to you.
Avatar Sar Gora Avatar Kena Na Bhajili Tare. Avatar Sar Gora करी रेवास गेला ना पियास आपना करम फेरे करी निरेवास गेला ना पियास आपना अवतार सार गोरा अवतार केन ना भजीली तारे करीनी रे वास गेला ना पियास करीनी रे वास गेला ना पियास अपन करम फेरे कंट के रतारो सदाय से विली अमृत पाई बार आशे प्रेम कल्पतारु श्री गौरांगमा प्रेम कल्पतारु श्री गौरांगमा ताहरे भाविलिवीने अवतार सार गोर अवतार केन न भजीली तारे सौरभेर आशे पलाशश किली मा सौरभेर आशे पलाशश किली मा नाशाते पाशील कीट इक्षु दंड भावी काठ चुशीली मा इक्षु दंड भावी काठ चुशीली मा के मने पाई भी मीठ अवतार सार गोरा अवतार छिन न भजीली तारे हर बलिया गलाया परिली मा हार बलिया गलाया परिली मा शमन किंकर साप শীতল বলিয়া আগুন পহলি মা, শীতল বলিয়া আগুন পহলি মা, পাইলি বজ্র তাপ, অবতার সার গোর অবতার কিন না ভজিলি তারে, সংসার ভজিলি শ্রী গৌরাঙ্গ ভুলিলি, সংসার ভজিলি শ্রী গৌরাঙ্গ ভুলিলি, না শুনিলি সাধুর কথা, না শুনিলি সাধুর কথা, ইহ পর কাল দুকাল খয়ালি মা, ইহ পর কাল দুকাল খয়ালি মা, খাইলি আপন মাথা, অবতার সার গোর অবতার কেন না ভজিলি তারে, করিনি রে বাস গেলা না পিয়াস, করিনি রে বাস গেলা না পিয়াস, আপন করম ফেরে, অবতার সার গোর অবতার কেন না ভজিলি তারে, কেন না ভজিলি তারে, জয় কলিযুগ পাবন গৌরানিতা, কলিযুগ পাবন গৌরানিতা, জয় গৌরানিতা গৌরানিতা গৌরানিতা, জয় গৌরানিতা, জয় কলিযুগ পাবন গৌরানিতা, জয় কলি ভয়নাশন গৌরানিতা, জয় গৌরানিতা গৌরানিতা গৌরানিতা, জয় গৌরানিতা, শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু কি। সো হিয়ার দ্য সেন্ট ইজ টেলিং আস উই হ্যাভ ওয়েস্টেড আওয়ার লাইফ, ওয়াই? বিকজ উই হ্যাভ নট ওয়ার্শিপড দ্য এসেন্স অফ অল দ্য অবতারস। নাও উই মাইট থিঙ্ক, নো, আই এম নো এট মাই হোম
I have worshipped Lord Ram. I have worshipped Lord Krishna. I have worshipped Narasimha Dev. I have worshipped so many different avatars. So you mean to say, all those avatars I worship, but I've missed something? So Lochan Das Thakur is saying, yes, you've missed something. Because Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu has come to give something which nobody could give. Something so easily. In our last so many classes, we have discussed so many reasons why Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu came. But today, we are going to again discuss it in a different perspective. Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he appeared, there are many reasons. One is external reason and one is internal reason. We do many things, but many times you want to show something and it is actually something. I would like to speak something. I tell somebody something, but I mean something inside. So I have an external reason just to show. You know, I remember my grandmother, she used to shout at me. She used to scream at me, scold me, but at the same time wink at me. Aankh maar deti mujhe. Bola re. Chilla bhi rahi hai. Aur aankh bhi maar rahi hai. So what is it? So those who were seeing from other angle, they were feeling that, no, she's shouting at him. She's teaching him something. But at the same time, I could understand that it is not for me, it is for him. So many times we have certain activities that we do. It has an external reason and it has a internal reason. So here, in this beautiful song, we heard how just as you were in water, what have you missed? You were in the water, but your thirst has not been quenched. Why? Because we have missed the essence. Kantakera taru sadai sevili man. We have, you know, if you see the camel, it bites upon thorny bushes. And as it bites, it starts tasting its own blood. And it feels, oh wow, this fruit is nice. You know, it tastes good. So he keeps on biting and keeps on hurting his own mouth and tasting at the same time. So we have tried to do that if we have not appreciated Lord Gauranga. He's saying that you have gone to the thorny bush, come to the desire fulfilling tree of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He'll fulfill all the best of your desires. That is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, whatever we want, whatever we want to hear, see, what do? We invoke the presence of Google Dev. Ask him, ye kaha milega? Ye kya karna hai? How do I go here? How do I stop this? Everything. You know, for all our, you know, if you want to hear more and more Krishna Katha, all the devotees go to ISKCON Desire Tree. No, it's a desire tree. Whatever you want, you'll get there. You want kirtan, you want lecture, you want classes, you want recipes. Everything is available there. Sometimes people call up and say, Prabhuji, we bachche ka naam rakhna hai. Kuch naam bataiye. So I wonder, I said, my God, you know, naam kaha se ruto? I open ISKCON Desire Tree and find out. Okay, there is a section of names also. So whatever you want, everything is available. So Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu can fulfill all our desires, just that we have to have faith in Him and we have to worship Him. Saurabhera Ashe Palasha Shikili Man. Palash flowers, you know, very, very attractive. You know, we just celebrated Holi. For Holi, if you dry the palash flowers and soak it in water, the whole water turns orange. The dried palash flowers. Palash flowers are very fluorescent orange in color. If you are driving through the village and you see the palash tree, you'll feel like as if the whole tree is on fire. You know, it's just so fluorescent. But those flowers are attractive, but they don't have any smell. And if you smell that, you're saying that you have smelled a flower with no fragrance, and what has happened? An insect has gone inside your nose. And now it is creating a havoc. You know, we cannot even imagine that. You know, an insect going in the nose and what all it can do inside. Out of panic only people will faint. And what have we done? You know, What is the best way to enjoy the sugar cane? What do we do? Best way? Sugar cane juice, of course. If we don't have the machines, electricity is off, what will you do? Just bite into it. If you have strong teeth, keep biting, we have some devotees who can just, with their teeth, just can peel off the whole sugar cane and just bite into it and enjoy the juice. So this poet is saying that you wanted juice, but you have taken a dry bamboo and you are biting into it, biting into it, biting into it. If you not worship Lord Gauranga, you have only bit a dry stick. Ikshudanda bhavi kaatha chushiliman. Harabaliya galaya paraliman. He's saying that you have only dwelled on material desires, and what have you put around your neck? You put around your neck a garland. You thought, I am having enjoyment and I will be enjoying. But what is it? It is a snake of death, which is ultimately going to kill you. But the beautiful story of Lord Chaitanya, if we sit and hear, it will be the cooling shade for us. Shitala baliya aguna pohali man. When we wanted cool shade, we have entered fire. Graphic analogies are given by the poet just to drive his point that what you wanted was enjoyment, but you have ultimately ended up in suffering. That is the nature of greed, right? Samsar bhajili Shri Gauranga bhulili. Samsar mein hum khush hain, hai na? Now people say, but how are you? Sab kuch fine hai. Sab kuch majani life. I'm happy. Everything is going perfectly fine. But is it really that everything is fine? We just don't want to show off, that I'm in, Charaneka circus. We want to show that everybody that my life is great. You also lead that life. But the poet is saying here, Na shunili sadhura katha. If we hear to the sincere sadhus who will speak Krishna katha, what will happen? Your heart will get the pacification which you have been deriving. Your heart will get the happiness which you have been deriving for so long. Many like to hear film songs. Keep murmuring on them. But can you sing the whole song whole day? How many hours can you sing the same song? But these beautiful bhajans of the Lord, they have such potency. Even if you sing the whole day, it will give you bliss. Why? Because it has not been written by any idle lyricist just by rhyming it, Just wanted to rhyme something and make a song. They have not done like that. This is hardcore realization. The devotional sentiments that they have penned down. And when we repeat that with devotion, the Lord gives us more and more devotion in our heart. Faith and belief is something that we cannot buy. That faith and belief has to descend. Logic, yes. We debate, we logically fight with and argue and quarrel with people. But until and unless the Lord is happy, the doubts in our heart will not be cleared until and unless we get the grace of the Lord. And we get that grace of the Lord when we hear the talks and the pastimes of the Lord through His devotees. When we see them here, when we hear them, suddenly those knots dissolve, like as if they were never there. That's why hearing the pastimes of the Lord are so very much important. And the last word, Yah parakala dukala khoyalimam. You have lost your life in this world and you have lost the chance to, the bus to the spiritual life also. If you have not worshipped Lord Gauranga, avatara sar, Gaura avatar. The essence of all the avatars is Lord Gauranga. Now, how is the Lord the essence of all the avatars? We'll discuss that. First, the Lord came to discuss. The Lord came for His external reason. Lord Gauranga's incarnation is called as a Channavatar, hidden incarnation. Not everybody will come to know. Those who are steeped in knowledge, those who are sincere, when they search through the Vedas, they'll understand that the Lord's name is mentioned. Just like all the different incarnations are openly mentioned. Lord Narasimha, Vamana, Kashyapa, Kachyapa, everybody is mentioned openly. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation is mentioned very, very secretly. And to, you know, decode that secure code, you know, you have to have the mercy of the Lord. So the Lord has external reason to come. And what is that? What Lord mentions in Bhagavad Gita. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. Dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Main dharma ki sthapana karne aata hun. But what is that dharma which Lord Krishna could not do that now Lord Gauranga has come to do? And that dharma is the yuga dharma. What is yuga dharma? The dharma of this age. And that is the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He came not only to initiate this Sankirtan movement, He came to propagate it. To make sure that it starts, it continues, and it facilitate its spreading. So that what He said in Gita, He wanted to prove that yes, I have come. I have come to give that beautiful gift. Kali Yuga Dharma Hoye Hari Sankirtan Etadarthe Avatirna Sri Sachinandan. Ei kahe Bhagavate Sarva Tattva Sar Kirtana Nimitta Gaura Chandra Avatar. Kali Yuge Sarva Dharma Hari Sankirtana Sarva Prakashile Na Chaitanya Narayana. Kali Yuge Sankirtana Dharma Pali Bare Avatirna Haila Prabhu Sarva Pari Kare. He came not only to spread the Hari Nam Sankirtan, but He came with His own associates and planned how the most precious love of God, which was stored for few, to be given to everybody. Can somebody help me with what is the most costly and precious medicine? If some doctors around or some pharmacists around. What is the most costly medicine? I'm not talking about luxury medicines. I'm talking about just, you know, very essential medicines. Anybody? Oh, very philosophical. I'm talking about, you know, physical medicines. Suvarna Bhasma. Suvarna Bhasma is made of gold. You know, gold is supposed to be the most costly entity. Uska bhasma banake. You know, there is this drive where they are feeding it to all the children so that they can develop immunity. Yes. So if this Suvarna Bhasma, as you go out of this room with the Charanamrita, we give you some bottle of Suvarna Bhasma, what will you say? Sir, Bapre. Bahut dayalu log hai. Sabko de rahe. Giving to everybody and also free. And that also not, you know, ki, kitne bachche hain, bachche dikhao pehle, uske baad milega. Not like that. Freely giving. You'll start wondering, I said, no, for this, you know, I have to pre-order and wait till the order comes. And here, It is given freely. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is so magnanimous that we are just giving here. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving the best medicine, running behind people. Lelo. We know of a doctor giving medicine free. You know, he is very kind. He puts, you know, waves of his own fees and treats patients freely. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is such a doctor that is carrying the injection, the most precious injection, and running behind the patient. Lelo, 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 lelo. Is there a doctor like that? That's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dosage of Harinam Sankirtan is considered to be the most magnanimous activity, because that is the essence of all the scriptures. Not only Yuga Dharma, but also the essence of all the scriptures. If we read Bhagavad Gita, all the 700 shlokas, the last is Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. That you surrender unto me. Whatever stupid concoctions you have, just leave that. You think this is dharma, that is dharma. This is religion, that is religion. Leave that aside and come to me and surrender unto me. But Chaitanya Charitamrita begins. Sorry, the Srimad Bhagavatam begins with, what is the best form of surrender? And as Srimad Bhagavatam ends with all the stories of different incarnations and how devotional service is the highest goal, the last shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, it mentions how Harinam Sankirtan is the best. So to spread the sar of Bhagavatam, the essence of Bhagavatam, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented. Not only to spread the Yuga Dharma. Every Yuga has its own Dharma. Satyuga, the Dharma was Tapasya. Right? We can't even sit for 1 hour nicely. No, Tapasya, to do meditation is not easy. Second, in Dwapa, in the Treta Yuga, it was fire sacrifice. You know, today it is difficult to get good ghee also. And Brahmana also. You know, we don't know Sanskrit. What mantra he'll chant? We don't know. And Dwapar Yuga, deity worship. You know, now it's the onset of summer, right? The moment you take a bath and come near the altar, you start perspiring. You know, what kind of purity we have to do deity worship also? But the best form of worshipping the Lord and achieving His mercy in Kali Yuga is the Harinam Sankirtan, chanting the holy names of the Lord. And for that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is also the ultimate verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented. And how did he come? He did not come alone, right? When a king comes, does he come alone? No. He comes with the whole entourage. Parikara, he has come with all the different entourages. His all the associates have come so that they will help him. So, the five, you see the small photo, the photograph here, near the deer. There are these five personalities. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Shri Gadadhar Pandit, Shri Advaitacharya, and Srivas Thakur. All of these, you know, we have there, the Aarti there, the Gaurati picture here. But all of them were the incarnation of the same Lord in different capacities, doing what? Spreading the holy names. One, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached to the classes. He took sannyas and he preached to the classes. Lord Nityananda Prabhu preached to the masses, going everywhere. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared externally for this reason. But what was the reason that already Lord Krishna had spoken in Gita? What should be done? How a devotee should behave? The Lord felt that I have just said, right? But I have to do it. I have to do it and I have to show by example by which my devotees will understand what to do, what not to do. Isn't it? We have so many doubts. Ye karna chahiye? Ye nahi karna chahiye? Kya karna chahiye? Reference to context, we have The Lord's behavior, Lord did this. Khatam. Because when the Lord comes as the Lord, the enjoying Lord, He breaks all the rules. Lord Krishna came. He broke all the rules. He did not take one weapon. But He killed all the demons in Vrindavan by just magic. The magic of His own personality. Leela. No logic. It just happens. He just picks up a huge, you know, horse, holds him, twirls him and sends. He's so small and the horse is so huge. How does it happen? You know, we can't say, kaise hua? Scientifically, kya pehle hua? You can't ask him that. Because Leela is like that. Leela matlab, dimag baju mein rakhne ka. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as He takes incarnation, He wanted to give proper achar, give proper behavior, what a devotee should do, what a devotee should not do. So that's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Himself wanted to live the principles of Bhagavad Gita and give us a whole lifestyle, right? Devotional service is not just coming to temple and chanting. Devotional service is the lifestyle where we live. It is not that you come and chant Hare Krishna here and when you go out and you pick up a cigarette and start smoking. It has to be, whatever is outside has to be inside. We have to have the same behavior throughout. So how do we maintain that? Can I leave all my bad habits in one go? Lord Mahaprabhu says, don't worry. You take this medicine of Harinam Sankirtan and slowly, slowly all your bad habits will disappear. So the life story of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so amazing that it gives us faith that how a devotee should behave, what he should do, what he should not do. So now, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come for spreading the holy name. But that is an external reason. What is the internal reason? The internal reason is very, very confidential. You know, one more reference that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives, why He has come. He says that not only I want to give the holy name, I want everybody to dance madly in the kirtan of the Lord and give the five kinds, the four kinds of bhakti to everybody freely. Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya and Dasya. All these kinds of bhakti He wants to give us freely, just that we have to become a proper patra for it. We might get that ecstatic jolt, but you know, it might come inside and go away. You know, iskon se uskon tak, outside, you know, from here, out from there. To sustain that, we need the behavior of a devotee. We'll have that. But while the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can have it. Now what is the internal reason why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to? So one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, his secretary, you know, you say, wow, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had secretary? Yes. His secretary, Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami, he tells that why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared. The reason is, Shri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanayaiva Svadyo Yenadbhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Vamadiya Saukhyam Chasya Mad Anubhavataha Kidrisham Veti Lobhat Tat Bhavadya Samajani Sachigarbha Sindhu Harinduhu. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 1, verse number 6, which talks about what is the reason that Lord is taking this beautiful incarnation. The first is, He wanted to understand the love that Srimati Radhani has for him. As Krishna, he wanted to know what is the nature of Radharani's love. Second, he wanted to know what is the beauty that she tastes. You know, what is my own beauty that she tastes? And the third one is, what type of pleasure does she get? She tastes it. But what is the exhilarating taste that she gets? You know, it's all about advertisement, right? Today's day and age. If I want to sell a product to you, I will describe it in such a way that even if you don't want it, you will take it. Right? Who is the expert, advertiser, marketer, marketing agent? Who will sell a refrigerator to an Eskimo? Itna usko bombard karenge, le lega wo. But here, Lord Krishna developed this greed. Sri Sarup Damodar Goswami, he says that this kind of lavalyam, Lord Krishna developed. These three desires were unfulfilled. You know, can you imagine? The Lord has some desires unfulfilled. We have many desires, isn't it? Pura list banta rahega, raat tak khatam nahi hoga, what all we want to do. But the Lord also has some desires that were unfulfilled. So Lord took the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya, of Lord Gauranga, for fulfilling his desires. Now, greed we know is bad, right? The effects of greed is that we do anything for fulfilling our greed, and then at the end, we lament why we did that. Lord Krishna also has said in Bhagavad Gita, what? Trividam narakasyedam dwaram nashanam atmanaha kamat krodha tatha lobhas tasmat etam trayam tyajet. Chhod dijiye kam, krodh aur lobh. Aur hum yahan kya dekh rahe hain? Bhagwan ke bhi teen lobh the, jiske wajah se wo Mahaprabhu ke avatar mein aaye. He came as Mahaprabhu to fulfill his three desires, his three greeds. What is it? You know, even the Lord develops greed. The nature of the Lord's greed is different though. It is not like our greed. The Lord, although he is Atmaram, he is self-satisfied, kuch dene ki zarurat nahi hai unko. He is aptakam. If you give little also, he is fully satisfied. But still, he develops this greed so that he can do benefit to everybody at large. At the same time, show the glory of Srimati Radharani. Sometimes, you know, your mentors, you know, they might do some things on purpose so that you might be glorified. You know, they don't need to do it, but they do it specifically so that your glory and your achievements are glorified. So, not on the same level, but here, Lord Krishna wanted to glorify what is Srimati Radharani's love. So, he developed these three greeds. He doesn't have greed, but he can develop a greed because he is Lord himself. He is Swarat. You know, once somebody asked Prabhupada, they said, is there, you know, a stone which Krishna cannot lift? He said, yes. He can create a stone which he cannot lift and then he can lift it. Why? Because he is Supreme Lord. He can do anything he wants. So he develops these greeds so that the glory of his devotee will be spread. Yadi gaur na hoy to, tabe ki hoy to, kemone dharitam de, radhar mahima, prema rasa seema, jagata jana takhi. If Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not invented, then who would know the glory of Srimati Radharani? Of what kind of nature, what kind of compassion she has, and what kind of amazing mercy she has come to give. So greed definitely is bad, and we, if we fulfill our greed, we will ultimately end up in lot of problem. A small child once wanted to remove the beautiful berries which his mother had kept in a pot. If the pot was open, so the child said, okay, aram se nikal sakte hain. He put his hand, he grabbed the berries, but he tried to remove his hand. The problem was, the neck was very, very narrow. And he could not remove the hand. So he started crying. And because of that crying, the mother could understand that he was stealing it. So he said, when we have, you know, the hole is so narrow that you can take only one at one time. You can't take more than one. Greed is such that if we want to do more, what comes in return is suffering and only suffering, right? Addictions are such. They start small. And when we get addicted, you know, to be really very, you know, everybody in today's, you know, day and age are addicted to smartphones, aren't we? Right? You just cannot live without it. Every time, like a small child, you know, mera bachcha ro raha hai kya? You see, oh, no, this is fine, he's fine. He's doing good. And we don't realize it until unless somebody tells us, you are addicted. Don't you realize? In the Western world, they have devised this concept of a bed, a small bed. You keep a bed there, and at the end, and then in the night, you keep your phone in the bed, and usko suna do, soja beta. Tu soja, main bhi so jaunga. Be away from it. It's not easy. Our greed to understand what is going on in the whole world, it just makes us so unconscious of what we are doing. Greed is of that nature. We don't understand what we are doing. Where we are going. You know, I know of my friends. You know, they, when they liked the girl, started walking to her, towards behind her. You know, all of our friends said, you know, he's gone crazy. We just ran back. And he said that he went there till the house and was about to ring the bell, and suddenly he realized, man, what am I doing? Greed is of such nature. When you want more and more association, more and more enjoyment, it can get us in a very, very dangerous soup. But this greed, which outside people don't understand how to utilize, the devotees understand how to utilize. How does a devotee utilize his greed? The propensity to greed is utilized by a devotee by hearing more Krishna Katha. By being greedy for more association of devotees. Isn't it nice to be in a temple? This association, these devotees, such beautiful darshans, such a nice atmosphere. It's nice. That greed we have to develop. In fact, the acharyas say that without being greedy to be Krishna conscious, one cannot advance in devotional service. Agar ye lalyam aapke paas nahi hai, to aap bhakti mein pragati nahi kar sakte. So imagine, greed, particular greed is to be avoided, but particular greed is desired. One has to be greedy to hear more, chant more, and enjoy more in the association of devotees. So what kind of greed does the Lord develop? So here we have the story of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Lord Vishnu desired a greed. He has all the opulences. All the 6 opulences are present in him. He is Balavan, he is Rupavan, he is Gunavan. He has all the beautiful qualities. He knows the entire knowledge. He is the most strong, he is the most renounced. But suddenly Lord Vishnu, he desires this greed of exercising his power. Hai na? Hota hai na? Chote bachche, when they grow, they start getting teeth. They bite everything. You have to give them a toy by which they can keep biting. Isn't it? Even when, in teenage, when somebody is, likes boxing, he keeps boxing everywhere. You have to be careful. He'll keep breaking everything. So, Lord Vishnu desired this one thing that, I want to fight. Exercise karna hai. I want to fight. But just as if the king wants to fight, will he take anybody? No, somebody befitting, right? If the superstar comes in a movie, the other co-stars will be who? Not any rank and file, but other superstars, because that level has to be matched. So Lord Vishnu, he desired to fight. And out of that, an amazing Leela was created. What is the Leela? The sons of Lord Brahma, Sanat Kumars, the Chatush Kumars, they entered Vaikuntha. And as they entered Vaikuntha, they were stopped by the watchmen, Jai and Vijay. You can't go inside. So suddenly, Vaikuntha is a place where there is no envy, there is no anger. But suddenly, these, Dwarapals, they exhibited anger. And looking at that, the Chatush Kumaras, they cursed Jai Vijay. What did they curse? You'll have to take, you have such demoniac qualities, may you be born as demons. So Lord Vishnu came and forgive him. Forgive them, please. So they had an option. What was the option? Either you take 3 births as demons and come back to Vaikuntha, or you take 7 births as devotees in the world, in this mundane world, in the material world, where even the demigods won't look, such a filthy world, that be born there and then come back. So they wanted to come back fast. So they chose to be demons. So they became Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha and Ravana and Kumbhakarna and then Shishupal and Dantavakra. They took these 3 births, and all these 3 births the Lord exercised. Just imagine, not one fight. Lord wanted to have fight for so many ages. This is the greed of Lord Vishnu. Again, one more greed was developed when Lord Narasimhadev appeared. Lord Narasimhadev is an incarnation where you get a lot of hope. All the devotees, they pray to Lord Narasimhadev. When Srila Prabhupada was very sick, he was bedridden and there was no hopes of Prabhupada's life continuing. So he told his devotees that please, you pray to Lord Narasimhadev, sing this Narasimha Arati and pray that your spiritual master have a lot of work to do. Let him continue his life. So Lord Narasimhadev is very, very, just as, we sang the Narasimha Arati after the Rajbhog Arati. And at the end we sing, Sarva Bhakti Vigna Vinashak Shishi Lakshmi Narasimhadeva Bhagavan. He destroys all the obstacles that we have in our path. So Prahlad, who was the son of demon Hiranyakashipu, he was a pure devotee of the Lord. For his sake, Lord Narasimhadev appeared. But not just he appeared, He appeared from a pillar. And not just a pillar, He appeared from a full pillar. No, the pillar was not hollow. It was a full pillar, which means He appeared out of vacuum. He appeared to save His devotee, who was going to be killed, who was challenged. And Lord Narasimhadev, He had a voracious fight with Hiranyakashipu, and then He killed Hiranyakashipu, fulfilling all the different parameters that were set by Hiranyakashipu, trying to, do a programming by which, he'll be saved and never be killed. But He fulfilled all the criteria and killed Hiranyakashipu. And as He killed Hiranyakashipu, Lord Narasimhadev became more angry. So much angry that He started doing a wild dance where He was killing all the other soldiers of Hiranyakashipu. And looking at that Tandav Nritya, all the devatas, they were horrified. They said, "My God, what is happening? Who will stop? Such incarnation we have never seen." So he said, Lord Vishnu has come as Lord Narasimha. Okay, where is Lakshmi Devi? Please go and, specify your husband. He said, "I have never seen such form and such makeup of my Lord, and very difficult for me to go ahead, please." So who was sent ahead? Prahlad Maharaj, aapke liye aaye hain, aap hi jaiye. So Prahlad Maharaj, who was fearless, who was seeing his Lord in the fearsome form of Lord Narasimhadev, where he has sharp teeth, long tongue, red eyes. In the lion form, Prahlad Maharaj could see his father, his supreme father there. So as Prahlad Maharaj went in front of the ferocious, angry Narasimhadev, as he saw, Prahlad Maharaj, he dropped. He became soothing down. Prahlad Maharaj sings amazing, almost 50 prayers. After hearing that, Lord Narasimhadev is just, he is so overrun by love that he picks up Prahlad Maharaj and keeps him on his lap, and then pats him. In this silent class, when suddenly some child cries, make a shrieking sound, others, can't hear it. They suddenly look at him, samajhta nahi hai. But if suddenly it is your own child, sorry, kitti good. Just see how he's very nicely shouting. See his words, right? That fatherly love is so amazing that you see your own child, especially, when the child is out for so many days and he comes back home, so much love the father gets that he wants to caress the child, wants to hug the child, wants to kiss the child. How are you? What is happening to you? There is a father's love. Narasimhadev was feeling that same love, loving Prahlad Maharaj, caressing him. But at that time he could see, what is the love that Prahlad Maharaj is feeling? I am feeling the love of a father and he is feeling the love of a son. I also want to feel that same love. But who is my father? Pillar. Pillar, it's a inanimate object. How will I, have any reciprocation in the pillar? So it is said that because of this transcendental greed of the Lord Narasimhadev, the next incarnations, the Lord decided, every incarnation, I need a father and mother. I want to enjoy that, enjoy that rasa of being a son, of enjoying that. Then, as Lord came as Ramachandra, Lord Ram came as, he developed the desire of having amazing friendship. The transcendental greed was of having friendship. The friendship, Sakhyaras. There are two types of Sakhyaras. One is Sambrama and one is Vishrambha. Sambrama Sakya and Vishramba Sakya. Sambrama Sakya means with awe and reverence. You know, friends, now, you know, you cannot expect Hanumanji to climb on, you know, Lord Ram. Sugriva to climb on Lord Ram. They were, you know, Sugriva was, you know, they had official friendship tie, isn't it? You know, in front of the fire, they had, but it is not that, you know, Sugriva says, oh, kaise ho? You know, putting a hand on Lord Ram's neck and moving. They cannot even imagine that. That friendship was filled with awe and reverence. So the Lord wanted Vishrambha Sakya, where somebody could come and hit him, laugh with him. You know, imagine Lord Ram is sitting and Lord Hanuman is, you know, cracking jokes for the pleasure of the Lord. So much awe and reverence, you know, that, you know, you can't speak like that. You know, many times we have, you know, a relationship between a devotee and another devotee. He's so reverent that, you know, when that another devotee comes in front, no, he can't, you know, he can't speak things. Forget laughing. He can't speak things. You know, you start making all mistakes. Now, many times, you know, when some senior comes to you, although he might be very friendly with you, but because of that relationship, you can't cross that border. The Lord wanted, he developed the greed of having Vishramba Sakya. And that Vishramba Sakya was fulfilled in the Krishna avatar. When Lord Krishna descends down as Lord Krishna. And in that, all the different sakhas, we have all the Asha sakhas here. All these sakhas, they could fight with the Lord, defeat the Lord. Now, can somebody defeat the Lord? He said that they could defeat the Lord and the Lord was happy to be defeated. They could joke with the Lord, they could cuddle with the Lord, everything could be done as friends. You know, that camaraderie is there. One more greed Lord Ram developed, and that was to enjoy the conjugal mellow, and that is Madhurya Ras. Of course, he was enjoying with, you know, the conjugal ras with Mother Sita, isn't it? But that conjugal ras, which is tinged with separation, is a little different. No, you might say, but he was separated with, you know, Mother Sita. But this separation is forceful, isn't it? He had to send Lakshmanji to go, and so the acharyas mentioned that love in separation of the Lord is the most sweetest. As we go to Nandagaon in Vrindavan, near Vrindavan there is a village called as there is a lake called as Prema Sarovar. In that Prema Sarovar, the pastimes goes that Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani, they are sitting on a swing. And as they are having a nice swing, suddenly a bumblebee comes. A bumblebee comes and he is, if you know, many times we see that when the altar opens, you'll see many bumblebees going near the flower and sucking nectar. So this bumblebee thought that, you know, Srimati Radharani is a flower, and he was hovering around her. And Srimati Radharani was getting disturbed. So Lord Krishna said, "Hey Madhusudana, go away from here." You know, Madhusudana. Madhu means one who is taking honey. Just leave from here. Just saying that, "Oh Madhusudana, leave from here," Srimati Radharani became unconscious, crying. Why? Thinking that Krishna is told to leave. So much love that thinking of the separation of the separation of the beloved, the lover starts crying. So much intense love is there, which we cannot even imagine. So to fulfill that kind of separation, that kind of, you know, the acharyas say that there are different types of separation. Purvaraga, mana, प्रेम वैचित्य एंड प्रवास विरह सुन के ही इट्स ऑल गॉन अप. सो लॉर्ड राम डेवलप्ड दीज डिजायर्स एंड टू रिलिश दैट डिजायर इन द incarnation of Lord Krishna, all these desires are fulfilled. If we read Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto mentions about the different kind of relationships Lord Krishna had. But amazing thing is that with his own wife in Ram avatar, he could not relish that. So in Krishna avatar, what he did? He made his own wives into somebody else's wife to enjoy the rasa called as a parakiya ras. Now we cannot even imagine today, you know, if somebody says that he loves somebody other than his own wife and has an affair, so you know he'll be condemned in society. But as Srimad Bhagavad Gita mentions, urdhva moolam adha shakha ashvattha praho ravyayam. This world is the reflection of the spiritual world. And whatever is the highest in the spiritual world becomes lowest here. So, the infidelity, what is mentioned, the extramarital affair which is mentioned, which is seen in today's world, is condemned here, is glorified there. But with whom? His own wife, but married to somebody else. So that kind of greed was fulfilled in the Krishna avatar. But in Krishna avatar again, the Lord developed the desire, these three desires as we mentioned before. What is the love of Srimati Radharani? Why does she love me so much? What is the nature of her love? And what is that she relishes? So until unless, you know, it is said that to see if somebody wants to see somebody, he sees through eyes. So that image is formed in your mind and your heart sees it. Pratibimba. But to see the Lord in the heart, to enjoy the Lord in the heart, one requires to have the Lord sees not just Pratibimba, he sees Bimba. When somebody is seeing at the Lord wants to relish. This is the second reason. That the Lord wanted to know how beautiful he is. That Bimba reflection only comes in the heart of a devotee. One who is pure in his love for the Lord not only sees reflection, the Lord appears in his heart. And which greater devotee but Srimati Radharani, where the Lord appeared in her heart as it is. So the Lord wanted to see what is that reflection that she sees. I also want to see. So he wanted to take an incarnation where he can understand the beauty of himself. Tukaram Maharaj says in a very beautiful Abhanga, कुमुदिनी काया जाने परिमाण भ्रमर सकला भोगीतसे. What is saying? What does the flower know? What its taste is? Right? The honeybee, it does not. He goes and tastes the juice from a flower. The flower doesn't taste it. No, the flower has the best of the juice. But it is not that, you know, the flower is saying, you know, my juice is very sweet. He does not have the capacity to enjoy it. He just has the capacity to produce it. But the honeybee comes and enjoys it. So Tukaram Maharaj is saying that, oh Lord, what do you know how sweet your holy names are? You have, because of your appearance, your name has appeared. But you will never understand how sweet your own name is. It is us, the devotees, that when we chant, we are exhilarated. So similarly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared to relish his own names, which he could not understand what his beauty is. So he came in this incarnation to take his own darshan and appear as Srimati Radharani, incarnating in Radharani's mood to understand what is the beauty of Krishna. And third, he wanted to understand what is the happiness that she gets. What is that joy that she gets? Krishna's third desire is saukhyam. What sukha or what ananda, what happiness and what pleasure does Radharani feel by relishing my beauty? How can I know it? Because these three greeds remained unfulfilled in Krishna Leela. To fulfill them, Krishna appeared from the womb of Mother Shachi as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the internal cause of Mahaprabhu's appearance. Therefore, Sri Damodar Goswami, Sri Sarup Damodar Goswami has mentioned that this greed, this lobhat, is the cause of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. So we just discussed the different three reasons why Lord Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, beginning with the greed of Lord Vishnu, greed of Narasimhadev, greed of Lord Ramachandra, then greed of Lord Krishna. And then because of that greed, more greed was developed, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the avatar where all the different rasas were enjoyed. That's why he is called as Avatar Sar. He is the essence of all the incarnations, who has come to give us the essence of the scripture, Shri Harinam Sankirtan, which is the verdict of all the scriptures anybody can find. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananda Gaudiya Vaishnava Vrinda ki.
Hare Krishna. So we are very thankful to Prem Kishore Prabhu. Prem Kishore Prabhu very beautifully explained that how the transcendental greed of the Lord evolved into desires which forced him to take the next incarnations, and all the reasons why Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared. So I'd like to thank Prem Kishore Prabhu by loudly chanting three times. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So now I would like to welcome all the devotees who have come here for the Sunday feast program for the very first time. तो हम सभी अतिथियों का स्वागत करना चाहेंगे जो कि संडे फीस प्रोग्राम में पहली बार आए हैं. सो आवर रिसेप्शन इंचार्ज हु विल बी स्टैंडिंग नियर हनुमान जी विग्रह, दे विल वेलकम दोज गेस्ट एंड दे विल आंसर देयर क्वेश्चंस एंड दे विल आल्सो गिव सम महाप्रसाद. सो जो हमारे स्वागत अध्यक्ष हैं हनुमान जी के विग्रह के पास खड़े होंगे, वे आपका स्वागत तो करेंगे ही, आपको महाप्रसाद भी देंगे और इसके साथ में अगर आपको कोई प्रश्न है तो उसका उत्तर भी देंगे. So may I request all the devotees who have come for the very first time kindly stand up on their place. तो जो भी इस प्रोग्राम में पहली बार आए हैं आज के संडे फीस प्रोग्राम में, कृपया अपनी जगह पर खड़े हो जाएं ताकि हम आपका अच्छे से स्वागत कर सकें. कृपया बाकी सब जने बैठ जाएं. जो भी आज के प्रोग्राम में पहली बार आए हैं कृपया खड़े हो जाएं. हरे कृष्णा. So we'd like to thank that you took your valuable time and came for the Sunday feast program. So we'll pray at the lotus feet of Shri Radha Gopinath that let this be an auspicious beginning in your Krishna conscious life. So hum Shri Radha Gopinath ke chand kamlon mein yahi prarthna karenge ke ye aaj ka din aapke liye shubharam thehre aur aap pratyek ravivar aake hame isi tarah protsahit kare. So let us welcome our new guest by loudly chanting three times. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So once again I would like to request ke aap abhi kirtan hoga hamara, kirtan ke baad aap Hanuman ji ke vigrah ke paas ekatrit ho sakte hain jahan par aapko mahaprasad bhi milega. Hare Krishna. So we'll have now kirtan and then mahaprasadam prayers. Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.